stood back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Wednesday, August 6th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize, my voice is going. I've been on the phone yesterday. I had a ton of meetings and conversations and just greatly appreciate everybody yesterday. But we'll get through it. Final hour of today's show. Got a news break story just sent to the radio station. President Donald Trump brokers another ceasefire, saving millions of lives. Now, I find this to be interesting because this president, operating as the 47th president this term, has figured something out. What is his number one wheelhouse issue, experience, all the things the guy has done in his life leading to where he's at in this point of his life as president of the United States? It's building. It's business. Brokering deals. He wrote the book many years ago that I've read, I forget how many times, The Art of the Deal. Well, President Donald Trump reportedly has brokered a ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia, warning both nations that unless they sit down and negotiate a ceasefire, that it would jeopardize trade relations with the United States if they continued in conflict. The agreement has been framed as a humanitarian effort intended to preserve and save lives, but yet to ensure regional stability. In response to President Trump's pressure, Thailand and Cambodian officials have agreed to meet and de-escalate tensions under a jointly monitored framework ceasefire. Trump stated that the ceasefire will save millions of lives in the two Southeast Asian nations. We have been way off here. This has been extremely bad. And in terms of unity for the world, it would have been even worse if we didn't step in and force them to do something. Well, in the tariff war and negotiating trade deals, the United States has withheld trade agreements with both countries during this active conflict. this past week, tension spiked after a landmine blasted and injured Thai troops, leaving 35 of them dead. The agreement calls for Thailand and Cambodia military commanders to meet and agree to a ceasefire. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim confirmed regional ministers will create a framework to sit down and strengthen the ceasefire. And how did he do it? Trade, deals, and tariffs. Got their attention, got them to the table, and now a ceasefire. He's finally figured it out. You can influence people with trade. Short break, we'll be right back.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. While we just spoke about trade negotiations, trade deals, tariffs, President Trump's been dealing with all these world countries in trying to negotiate a trade deal to avoid increased tariffs. our very own governor, Gretchen Whitmer, made a return trip to the White House yesterday, making the case directly to the president that his emergency tariffs were hurting Michigan's auto industry. She's also asking that Michigan be allowed to continue Medicaid provider assessment to prevent the system from potentially having to drop patients due to cost, without giving Michigan some flexibility in how it runs its Medicaid system. Seniors, people with disabilities, new moms, and rural residents could see, quote, disruptions, end quote, in their health coverage. I've always said that I'll work with anyone to get things done for Michigan, Whitmer said. That's why I continue to go to Washington, D.C. to make sure that Michiganders are front and center when critical decisions are being made. In speaking with President Donald Trump, Whitmer also gave an update on the recovery efforts up north following the late March ice storm. She noted she successfully advocated for the new fighter mission at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County and for additional resources designed to prevent the invasive Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. Governor continued, I will always do whatever I can to make life a little easier for Michiganders and to strengthen our economy. We should do everything in our power to lower costs and grow more good-paying jobs in Michigan. End quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Okay, I'm going to challenge your statement. I will always do whatever I can to make life a little easier for Michiganders. Governor, I'm sorry, but as governor to the state of Michigan, for one, you are, without a doubt, the worst governor we've ever had. Even Jennifer Granholm has not done as much damage to Michiganders than you have. Making our life a little easier? The China virus shutdown, the damage that you did to businesses, especially up here in northern Michigan, we are still today experiencing businesses closed because of your policies. The amount of taxes, the amount of regulations, the amount of damage that you and your Democrat-controlled legislature did last term to this state, you take the cake, lady. And growing more good-paying jobs in Michigan? Exactly what good-paying jobs in Michigan have you created? This woman lives in a fantasy world in her own mind. Well, Whitmer also met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Chief of Staff Susie Wiles while she was at the White House. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, yeah, I'm sure she's probably wanting to talk to him about Selfridge Air Force Base. But the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, border crossing state, I'm not sure. Immigration, I have no idea. And very interesting, Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles. Donald Trump always refers to her as the most powerful woman in Washington, D.C. Well, this is basically the bottom line outline of what she talked to President Trump about. Starting with tariffs, Whitmer said Michigan's economy is tied to the auto industry, which requires cross-border traffic to build automobiles. Roughly 9.2% of the state's gross domestic product comes from autos. When parts manufacturers have their parts from Canada slapped with tariffs, costs are going to go up. People buy fewer cars, and Michigan struggles. That said, the governor asked if he and she could work together to build up the Genesee County property originally that was set up for the semiconductor manufacturer SanDisk until they pulled out last month, allegedly due to market instability. That is not the case. That is not the reason they did it. This is a false narrative that this governor and this media is pushing. SanDisk is losing money. I've looked at their profit and loss statements. I've looked at their filings. The company is being mismanaged. They did not pull out of Mundy Township, putting in a semiconductor plant there in Michigan, in Genesee County, because of market instability. That is a bald-faced lie and a false narrative that she's trying to spin it as. It's being mismanaged. They're losing money, and they're not expanding. It's that simple. They're not expanding anywhere. It's not like they're building the plant now down in Ohio or Tennessee. They're not building it, period. Story goes on to say Canada and Mexico is 9.25% of Michigan's gross domestic product. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which Donald Trump replaced NAFTA with, has driven $23.22 billion for autos and $14.7 billion for auto suppliers every single year. Whitmer said, "We're ready to talk with locals, Republicans, Democrats, and yes, the president to get this done and to make this a generational investment in Michigan." While they're talking with the president regarding Medicaid, Whitmer is asking for a three-year ramp-up period for the recently passed federal cost-cutting Medicaid reforms so Michigan can change its insurance provider assessment to something that would work under the new rules. "Give us time to make it work, Mr. President." In addition, she asked that the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services be allowed to create a framework so her state-level folks can use it in crafting a new IPA, insurance provider assessment. Currently, $2.7 billion statewide is needed in order to get federal Medicaid dollars. The idea is that the assessment will generate the state's match needed to keep the Medicaid system afloat because, listen to this number, we are now up to updated numbers per the MERS news story of what she told President Trump. 2.6 million Michiganders now use the Medicaid system. 2.6 million. Well, back in the day under Governor Rick Snyder, when they rolled out healthy Michigan. Frank Foster, former state representative for the 107th, and Mike Shirky, then state representative in the House, with bipartisan support, passed it because they said that 350,000 to 400,000 people would be using Medicaid. And that the expansion of Obamacare into our Medicaid system would save the state of Michigan money. And if it failed to save us money, it would be scrapped. $2.6 million Michiganders are now using Medicaid. Folks, with less than 10 million people here in the state, you're talking about 25%. You're talking one out of four people are on Medicaid. This is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. So I applaud the governor for going to Washington and meeting with the president and making these pleas to him. Will it work? We shall see. We'll see if President Trump decides to help the governor in Genesee County put something on that site down in Genesee County. Problem she has is the state of Michigan, under the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, SOAR Fund, and others, Michigan Strategic Fund, acquired the property. They spent our taxpayer dollars to improve that one site in Mundy Township in Genesee County, Flint area. Why hasn't she taken our taxpayer dollars and done these projects all over the state, especially in northern Michigan? Because our population is too small. There's a lot of votes for Democrats to be had in Genesee County. And that's exactly what she does, is cater to the big urban cities in this state. She doesn't give two hoots about northern Michigan. As a matter of fact, she considers us, this show, and the information we put out on it, probably as a domestic terrorist. Going back to the days when my 14 pages, 127,000 followers on Facebook were neutered when I was banned and kicked off of Facebook. That happened over the fake, false kidnapping plot of the governor, when we talked about it with then attorney Matt DiPerno. Talked about it from 11:30 to noon. My pages were shut down at 12:30 that day, thanks to Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and his friends in California, Silicon Valley, his contacts from years ago. Just speaking the truth, Governor. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.